Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, lunchtime confessions. We confess our sins to you, the Loopholes. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Some of these confessions have to do with sports. Some have nothing to do with sports. We're transparent with you 24/7. Let it hang a little bit lower during lunchtime confessions. It is time to confess.
I think the Daryl Morey con job just continues, and I just don't understand it. It continues to amaze me. He's been an NBA general manager for 17 years. A general manager. He's been in the game for 19, 20, something like that. General manager for 17 years. He's been to exactly zero NBA finals, just two conference finals, and seven coaches have been fired under him. And now, gone again. I know he thinks I hate him if he's listening. I don't. He knows that because we've gotten along for years. But I just don't understand this con job that is going on. 17-year general manager.
You think he's a con man?
I said it's a con job. Like somehow he gets...
He's done a decent job, right?
Yeah, he's done a decent job.
He was looked at zero as like the finals. Next big thing, innovative.
Zero finals, two conference finals. And I don't think he's ever gotten past the semis in Philly.
Shout out to Daryl Morey.
Man, it just consistently amazes me.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
J.J. Watt playing football this season would not surprise me as much as I thought it would. I'm starting to actually open up to the possibility. I think the fact that McAfee put it out there, Casario kind of had some fun with it. He wouldn't be asked to do as much. The body's rested. He's been away from the game. He's sitting here and watching this organization get to where it never got with him. I mean, I know that they had success, and I know he was elite, and I know he's one of the best defensive players of the era, but that they were never getting this much love. I mean, they had some moments, but this much love, the coolest team in town. I bet it's at least
never
crossing J.J. Watt's mind.
Yeah.
Do I have a little bit left in the tank? And he actually admitted as much on Pat McAfee. So my confession is not completely dismissing the possibility of J.J. Watt putting on a Texans uniform again.
Yeah, I want to. But when Nick Casario doesn't, you know, offhandedly just dismiss it himself, maybe it is something that they're thinking about.
Watch this.
Well, chalk up another stadium that's going down, another historic stadium that is going to be demolished. And, oh, by the way, the Astrodome's still sitting right over there. Demolition of RFK Stadium.
Oh, wow.
Is officially approved to proceed. RFK, yeah. That RFK.
They won, what, three Super Bowls?
Three Super Bowls.
Daryl Green?
All of them. You can go back to
Dexter Manley,
to the Hogs,
Joe Theismann, Doug Williams,
and all that, Riggins, all of them. RFK Stadium is going to be demolished.
They're not just going to leave it there?
They're not just going to leave it
there. They're just not going to leave it in the parking lot as a historical monument with rats and cats?
It's not it's not a state, first of all, but it's not a state historical monument, which is the loophole that some dummies here got done. But RFK Stadium is going to be demolished. Put that with the list up there with, I don't know, Yankee Stadium that was also demolished. And yet the Astrodome sits right there. I am looking at you, Harris County Commissioner's Court. Get your bleep together.
The memories, though, man.
Yeah, memories. Memories at RFK are better. Watch this. These are my
confessions. All right, I did not want to bring this up on Monday, but the internet took it, and they did a lot with it. And I just got to say, I'm disgusted with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Over what?
Absolutely disgusted with the Kansas City Chiefs and what they did to Jamaal Charles at the draft.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as I saw Jamaal Charles walking up to that stage, I said to myself, and I love Jamaal Charles, one of my favorite Texas players of all time, PAT, legend with the Chiefs. As soon as I saw him walking up to that stage, I said, man, surely he memorized what is on that card.
It wasn't going to end well.
Like, surely he memorized that.
It was not going to end well.
He did not, and it did not go well. Shame on you, Kansas City Chiefs, for doing that to my man Jamaal Charles. Shame on y'all.
Yeah, that was embarrassing for the league more than him. Watch this. These are my confessions. I get that there, you know, in today's economic climate, big companies are going to have layoffs. What the hell is the NFL laying off people for? The NFL makes, what, $11 billion a year? And they had a bunch of people at the NFL network, including Michael Irvin.
He's kind of made it kind of hard on them the last few years, if we're being honest.
I mean, sometimes when you get laid off, there are reasons for it. All I'm saying is the NFL layoffs, this is just a money grab. This is just not a money grab.
I don't know. I bet he still gets his contract. I don't think I think a lot of times when those teams lay people off, they actually have to pay the contract.
Well, they get in some cases they do. But
especially
ESPN. Why is the NFL?
Some of them live good.
Companies that are struggling or trying to make the most out of their economic situation. But the NFL is printing money.
Maybe they're just trying to improve. Maybe they're like, Michael Irvin, you've been here long enough. Bye-bye.
But a lot of layoffs.
And sound like they're gearing up to go to ESPN.
Now, that's a possibility.
Yeah, they're talking about that.
Yeah,
that's a merger. Some of those ESPN folks, they get canned. Man, they still are getting bread.
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Watch this.
These are my confessions. I want to see Conor McGregor fight Ryan Garcia. I know this is kind of one of those like clownish boxing matches that a lot of people might frown upon, but that's just kind of where boxing has arrived. Ryan Garcia, the controversy over the PEDs coming off the momentum that boxing appeared to have. He got called out by Conor McGregor, a guy who's been one of his biggest supporters. And I got to say, wouldn't surprise me to see these two guys doing a Jake Paul, Mike Tyson type of fight between each other, in which the two most charismatic promotional geniuses with the highest ceiling of money making go head to head. Some might frown upon it. Me, sign me up for it. Well, I am 100% down for this.
I mean, the personalities alone would make it, make the pre-fight can't miss, and then make the fight can't miss. Watch this. These are my confessions. I think I realized last night, speaking of Daryl Morey, I think I realized last night the most embarrassing thing as a fan. And that is, in your own stadium, your arch rival taking over the stadium, chanting over everyone in Philadelphia, mind you. I don't think there's
which is close to New York, though, right?
Very close, but still, I mean, Philadelphia, we're the best fans. They're tough. They love you. Blah blah blah. Like the opposing crowd absolutely taking over your stadium. That might be the most embarrassing thing as a fan that you see happen.
Happens all the time, though, right?
It happens.
Especially in that area.
Yeah, it usually happened with the NBA, with the Sixers anyway, but...
It's just embarrassing.
It's not happening at no Eagles game, for damn sure.
Yeah.
New York ain't taking over no Eagles stadium.
They did with the Sixers, though.
No, yeah, the Sixers, yeah.
And Joel Embiid got mad.
Yeah, I feel like they not real... I don't want to say real basketball fans, but...
I always think it's funny when someone says, don't sell your season tickets. It's like, well, I mean, what if they want to make some bread?
Yeah.
What if they want to sack some
bread?
Sometimes
that's how they can afford the season tickets.
Sit back. Hey, if you want to sell your season tickets, sell your season tickets. Just be loud. It'll be extra interesting for sure. I am intrigued to see what the Texans crowds look like. Yeah. They're anticipating heavier ones next year.
Yeah. Don't sell Texans fans, don't sell your season tickets, man.
Oh, heck
no. Don't do that. Watch this. These
are my confessions. I'm still not getting in a shark cage. I've had some people say that I should be willing to get in a shark cage. It's just not going to happen. No convincing could have me ever sit in a shark cage and have sharks swim around me. I'm not good with that. I'm not down with that. No, thank you.
I'll just say this again. I think it's more dangerous the other things you're going to do. You could fall off a cliff if you're up a climbing a mountain, as you talked about, not climbing, riding up or whatever it's going to be, or just swimming, snorkeling, all that. It could be more dangerous. That's the shark thing's going to be, that would be cool.
I keep hearing like percentages of people killed by sharks. Well, what percentage go voluntarily swim with them? Like very few people just jump in the water with a shark. So I'm assuming that if 100% of the population just voluntarily said, you know what, I'm going to go swim with a shark and try to cheat death, I would imagine that those numbers might go slightly up a little bit. So when you give me like, it's one thing to like talk about like a sickness and compare it to like a daily activity or something like that. Yeah. I can use that percentage. But don't tell me, well, this percentage of people die from sharks. How many people jump in the water with a shark? If everyone knowingly said, all right, you know what, I'm going to go get in that freaking cage that a shark might press up against, and who the hell knows what's going to happen. I would venture to say that the odds would increase just a little bit, a tad.
They absolutely would. I had a little bit of a run-in with a shark once when I was wade fishing. I think I told that story here. Not fun. It's definitely going to get your attention.
What size was it?
It looked like it was about 4 or maybe 5 feet. I was wade fishing, and I had some fish on my stringer hanging behind me, and it tugged on them, took a couple of bites out of it, and then I walked on water on the way back to the boat.
NFL schedule release could be coming very, very soon. Let's go into the top 10 grudge matches for the Houston Texans next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.